أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome today with the second lesson, which is aqaid. And yesterday we finished we took the prophethood part 2, prophethood, and today we will continue insha'Allah with the other topics. Here the other topic for today, the title of the topic today is the prophethood being part of divine grace. Why the prophet is part of divine grace? Let's see. Man is an eccentric creature. Mankind is an eccentric creature. Yes, it is not an easy creature. It is definitely an eccentric creature. And a complex structure in his form. Yes, absolutely. The mankind, he is absolutely a complex structure in his form. Okay, nature, psychology, yes, and intelligence. Moreover, each individual, a human personality, has its own complex nature. Brothers and sisters, you at the same home with your family, you found yourself as completely different from your brother or your sister, even from your father or your mother or your relatives. Yes, somebody maybe say, yes, I look like my grandfather, or I'm similar to my daddy, or I have something from my mother. But as a result, you are not like your father, you are not like your grandfather, you are not like your mother. Definitely, you will have, if you maybe like your father in one thing, but you are different from your father with million things, with thousands of things. So one of these difference is your eyes, is your fingerprint, many things, maybe your color, maybe your face, maybe your, even if you have you say, somebody say, yes, I am a twin with my brother or with my sister. Yes, you are a twin, but you have different thoughts. And also just something outside, what's that? It is that you are different in what? In your names. At least in your names, this is very comfortable, and this is very clearly to everybody. All right, so brothers and sisters, we notice that man is eccentric, is an eccentric creature, and a complex structure in his form, nature, psychology, and intelligence. Moreover, each individual human personality has its own complex nature, in which inclinations to evil. الميل للشيطان, in which inclinations to evil,
are existent and instanted, yes, instantives. So, again, in which inclinations to evil are existent and incentives to goodness and righteousness are also existence, and righteousness are also existent. Okay. On the one hand, man has been fashioned, and emotions and instincts such as egoism, fancy, selfishness, and submission to personal whims. He also possesses an inclination towards submersi. Okay, an inclination towards supremacy, dominance, prevalence over others, and a desire for the pleasures, fantasies, and chattels of this world. Describing man, Almighty Allah has said in His Holy Quran, Allah is describing mankind in His Holy Quran, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ Lo, man is surely the loser. كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى Nay, man is most surely inordinate because he sees himself free from want. And also, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءٍ إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءٍ Surely the soul of man incites to evil. The Holy Quran contains many other verses clearly indicating the emotions and whims in which human beings have been fashioned. On the other hand, Almighty Allah has created in man guiding intellect. Yes, has created in man guiding intellect, which leads him to prosperity and loss of goodness. Yes, and determinate conscious that prevent him from committing evil and wrong, and blames him for doing any hideous and censured act. Dear brothers and sisters, internal conflict between desires and intellect is always there inside the human souls. Hence, he whose intellect overcomes his desires will find himself a high-ranking place among the ones advanced in humanity, and perfect of spirituality. However, those who are overcome by their whimsical desires will be with the losers. Yes, will be with the losers and degenerate to the rank of beasts. Sorry, to the rank of the beasts. Unfortunately, the stronger of these two contending of two contending powers is desire. This is why we found most people blinding into divation and detaching themselves from true guidance by acceding to their desires and responding to the calls of their passions. Referring to this fact, the Holy Quran reads, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ And though you try much, most men will not believe. In consequence of this imperfection and ignorance of all the facts and secrets of things that surrounded him and stem for his own self, man is not competent to recognize all that which harms or benefits him or brings him happiness or misery. Respecting his own self and his specious society and surroundings. Furthermore, man is always ignorant of himself. You see, yes, brothers and sisters, this is the fact. Man is always ignorant of himself, and the more man advanced is not knowledge of natural things and material beings, the more he realizes his self-ignorance. So, in order to attain the highest ranks of happiness, man is consequently in the most urgent need for individuals who can show him the straight path and the clearest course that drives him into orthodoxy and true guidance. Here, brothers and sisters, all of us, we should know that each person of the people, he needs something to lead him, to show him what is the good, what is the right way, and what is the bad, and what is the not good thing to be aware of it. And we just explained before a while that man has something inside himself which led him to be what? To be or to follow evil, to follow Satan. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he mentioned the Prophet. And also because of our nature, a complex nature, the nature that is not easy to understand, the nature which is not simple, but as we explained just before, the nature of people are eccentric, and also the nature of people are very difficult. So, brothers and sisters, be careful when you watch or when you try to think of something. You have to know what you are thinking of, what's going on, is it this is the right way you have to think, or this isn't the right way to think with. And definitely as human beings, that all people, they don't know which is the right way for them and which is the bad way for them. And they have to think, and definitely whatever that people knows about nature, knows about animals, and nowadays we can see the bunch of information about the animals, about the sky, about the sea, about the mountains, about everything. But about ourselves, still we are ignorant. Still we don't know anything about ourselves. Even if we knew just some information about ourselves, but we don't know everything about ourselves. So, brothers and sisters, we have to think, and we have to check, and we have to find information about ourselves and about the things around us. And all these things need somebody to lead us, somebody to guide us for the good thing and leave the bad thing, and not to be close to evil, but to be away from evil. That's for today, and inshallah we will meet tomorrow. If you have anything to tell me about the time, if you like to change the time of the lesson, I'm ready to change the time if it is suitable for me and for you at the same time. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.